I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Lisa Edelstein has played Dr. Cuddy on House for 7 seasons. The show is a huge hit, and part of it lies in the chemistry that her character and Hugh Laurie have together on screen. I talked to Lisa in a conference call where she talked about House, her advice to actors, and if she thinks her character has changed over the years. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Lisa.
Can you talk about the challenges that you and Hugh have in keeping pace with the emotional side of the character?
Challenges. We know each other quite well now. We've been working together for 7 years, which in our line of work is like, that's like dog years. It's like 49 years. So I really feel like as our friendship as people, as we got to know each other better, this kind of intimacy between the characters was an easier thing to do than if it had started from day one, where you have to just kind of jump in and pretend to know each other. So it's been great. I mean, I really appreciate if there was anybody that I would have to be intimate with on camera, to have it be somebody that I knew and trusted as much as I do Hugh.
Can you talk about working with Candace Bergen and what it was like to play the emotional dynamic between Cuddy, her mother, and host?
Candace is amazing. She's an incredibly bright woman, which I think just shines right through all the dialogue, and really fun to work with. I was really happy to be on set with her, just, historically, just because I've grown up watching her. And it was really fun kind of pushing the envelope in terms of the fictional part of our lives, and getting to see what it would be like for House to have to deal with a very pushy mom. And I think having met the character of Cuddy's mom, it's clear why she would be able to tolerate a guy like House.
My question is regarding the season opener. The thing about that episode was the dialogue between the characters was so natural and so real. As opposed to, just a regular episode, like say when they were picking up the glass in the bathroom. I was wondering if you could maybe elaborate on the shoot. How was it different?
Well, it was more like a play. It felt more like a play. It felt very intimate, and the writers felt, and I certainly agreed, that you couldn't just get these two characters together and go on as normal right away. You had to just kind of take a moment, experience these two people together, and then get back to the normal hospital stuff and house stuff. They really thought about it long and hard. They went down several different roads trying to figure out how to handle it, and that was where they ended up, at this very intimate, play-like episode, where you just kind of were with these two people alone and experiencing intimacy and friendship.
A follow-up, what are your thoughts about where the relationship is heading?
I think it's, they're two very complicated people who really want to be together. Whether or not they can is another thing, but they're going to try as hard as they can.
So you've played this character for a while now. Do you think, or how do you think Cuddy's changed over the years?
I don't really think, according to David Shore, characters don't change. They get unveiled. They become more complicated in terms of how the viewers perceive them and how the writers get to write them. When you sign on to a show, you are, as an actor, hired to perform something that came out of the writer's imagination. As the show goes on, how you perform that affects how the writer imagines the character, and it becomes like a melding of the two. Of course, it's always David Shore's character. It's always his stories. It's always he controls the world. He controls all the puppets. But rhythms and humor and all those things become embellished once you put an actor in the part. Any actor, and it'll be different no matter who plays the role. So I think. Just because the show has matured, the characters have to become more complicated, more real, make different choices, and have life experiences that take them on a journey. But they don't, in essence, ever really change.
What is your advice to actors?
It's it's a very hard business, and you have to find a way to enjoy the process, because if you can't enjoy, for example, auditioning and not getting the job, you will suffer too much to survive. So you have to find a way of making each audition the performance that begins and ends there, and try to have a performance experience with all the joy that you can get out of doing that, so that the whole life of an actor is something that you derive pleasure from.
What's the atmosphere like usually on set? Are you guys very into the scene, or is there a lot of pranking, joking around?
We're not pranksters. We have too much to do. But there are a lot of great wits on this crew. There's some very smart, very disturbed people that that work together. So it's more just funny. But sorry, that's my phone beeping. Mostly, it's very concentrated. It's a lot of fun because we all like each other. If the scene is very heavy, then, you know, you have to take your time away to concentrate and just kind of stay in that space. And the lighter scenes are, of course, always more fun and playful.
What did you bring from that experience?
Well, I had a great time. I mean, not just because the show was about my character. It was really fun for me to kind of be the person that's on set the most, kind of setting the pace and the atmosphere on stage, because you really are responsible for that when you're there the most. If you have an attitude or you're tired, then it kind of drags everything down. So it was fun to have that responsibility, and I loved doing it. I loved it. But boy, you must be exhausted.
If someone had asked, if someone had told you during season one or two that House and Cuddy would be a couple, what would you have thought of that?
I wouldn't have been surprised. I thought I saw it in the pilot, and then it just kind of didn't become a story, and then I just felt like they have a complicated relationship, and if the show lasted long enough, it would be a relationship worth exploring. You know, you never know that. If you told me that House and Cuddy would be getting together in season 6 or season 7, I would have more guffawed that we would have had a season 7. Because that's probably more shocking than anything else.
What do you think that Cuddy's clothes say about her?
Well, she's very controlling, and so she wears very structured, tight outfits. She's very, her life is very restricted. She really is all work and very little play. And so, again, she can't even run fast in those cars. I like the way it's just everything about what she wears kind of holds her in. She just doesn't have great freedom. And she's also a woman and lives most of her life out at the hospital. And so she uses that time to feel sexy and beautiful.
Are there any actors on the set that are very similar to their characters in any particular way?
I don't think so. No, everybody is. People are a lot goofier than they are on the show. It's just a very funny, goofy bunch. But bright, super smart, and that way we're all like our characters.
Oh, okay. Now, as far as Dr. Cuddy's character goes, what are the best qualities that you think she portrays to the general public?
Well, I think she has a remarkable amount of responsibility, and she takes it all on, and she does a good job at it. And sometimes she screws up, but she keeps moving forward. She doesn't let it get in her way. She's really trying to learn and really trying to live a full life, despite the fact that she's working from 5 to 9 every day.
But I wanted to know if you could kind of talk about a little bit how you might spend a day off as opposed to your character.
I spend days off taking care of myself, just going for walks, hikes with my dogs, and having slow mornings, trying to slow my pace down, swimming, just doing things that keep me calm and slow. I try not to drive very much. I try to just keep it peaceful. We work really hard, even when we're not working, going to events, doing charity stuff. I hate saying that because everybody works really hard in this world. But it's the specific pressure that we're under. I find relief just kind of staying, laying really low and being really quiet.
And a follow-up, have you had a chance to spend any time at a hospital recently, and could you compare that to the work environment, the medical work environment?
Last year I got to observe this really cool surgery, and I had a great time doing it. It's for me in the hospital, a lot of the doctors watch the show, so they're very excited to have us around. And I really love biology, and it was so interesting observing, and it was really reminded me more of Nip Tuck than it did of House, but but it was still great.
I was just hoping you could talk about what your hopes are sort of for the future of the show, if there's anything you would like to see happen in the course of the storyline for Cuddy and House.
You know, I stay out of it. I would hate to see David Shore reading my opinion about what should happen between my character and so I just stay out of it and enjoy the ride.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.